The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's our first new episode in over a year, and this show is now part of a podcast network. What does that mean? Who even are we? Well, in this episode, we give you our backstories, featuring possibly out-of-date terms for LGBTQ folks like us, and we generally just let you know what we've been up to this past year, featuring a big house centipede. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest. Welcome.
Hey, everyone.
My name is Toast.
I'm Sienna.
We just want to get you used to how our voices sound.
Because people have said we sound alike. And they can't tell. So that's all.
Trying to help the people out.
Yeah. I think we sound more like singing than speaking. Maybe we don't.
Now we have to sing for the people.
Let's go. Let's keep it rolling.
Okay. So whether you are a listener from back in the day or you're a new listener, just welcome. We're reaching out across the interwebs and just saying thank you so much for listening. We are now part of a podcast network. So this show has never done that sort of thing before. This is new for us. But the name of the podcast network is mindbodyspirit.fm. And yes, that is a website. You can go there and you'll see that their vision is to provide listeners with curated, conscious content to help them on their individual spiritual and emotional journeys. So we are very honored and excited to be part of this network. And as part of that deal, you may notice that we may have ads in our episodes now. We've never done that before either.
Mm-hmm.
But things change. So this is the new era.
Not a lot of ads.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not going to be
like cable TV or anything.
Right. Exactly. No. All right. Yeah. But just a shout out to our good friend Faith Rivera. She introduced us to Mind Body Spirit FM. And Faith has a podcast also on Mind Body Spirit FM called Voices of Unity.
And she's
part of a trio.
Yeah, I was going to say co-host, but is that still true if there's three hosts?
I don't know. But they have a wonderful, fun synergy. So if you love podcasts, go and check it out. Voices of Unity, where they speak about all kinds of topics, but it's basically uplifting.
Yeah, their tagline is embracing diversity, living oneness, honest, uplifting talk on everyday spirituality.
Yes.
So it's hosted by Faith Rivera, and the co-hosts are Reverend Skip Jennings and Chad Bradford. So if you want to check that out, mindbodyspirit.fm. They have tons of other podcasts, all in this vein of positive spirituality. Okay, so just for official record's sake, yes, we have a new name, even for the podcast, our podcast itself. We are now calling it Live Your Love Story. Live Your Love Story.
Yes. And it used to be our tagline.
Yeah, it's been a long time motto of ours. And we thought, you know what, let's move that to the front. Live Your Love Story.
Live Your Love Story. And what we mean by that, you know, people know us as a couple. So we've been together now since 2001. But we're not just talking about like a love relationship. You know, we're really talking about loving your life, but loving your life as it is, like right now, but also while you're creating it
into what you want it to be. You know, instead of hoping like, okay, I'm going to love my life once I get to point B. As you stand in point A.
That keeps receding from you. No, you may as well just start now.
Yes. And it's not such an easy thing. I mean, you know, it can be. It can be. But anyways, yeah. So that's what we mean by live your love story. It's not just about couples or what we think of when we think of love story.
I love all of, you know, was it the Greeks that had it going on with all the different names of love?
Different kinds of love.
Can we bring that into our American, you know, like modern English? We need help with that.
We do.
Love. Phileo. And storge. And agape. And eros. All of those. You know?
Teach us.
Bring it back. Okay. I'm going off on a tangent there. So what we're going to do in this episode is two things. First is for the longtime listeners, for the back in the day listeners, or actually
who we love the back in the day listeners.
Even if you're new, still welcome to eavesdrop on this part, but we're just going to catch you up briefly on what we've done since our most recent episode. Because the most recent episode before this was late June of 2001. So it's been a little over a year. So we owe you.
2021. You said 2001.
Oh my God. Yeah, 2021. Wow. Ah, COVID brain.
But it's felt like that. Like it's felt way longer than just last year when you think about it, right?
Well, you know, we're living during this like really surreal time warp kind of time. That's why.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll catch you up on that.
We're going to catch everyone up.
And then the other thing we're going to do is just really briefly.
And this is for the new listeners.
Yes. So the next one is especially for the new listeners. You know, we need to tell you a little bit about ourselves, right?
Just a little.
We're going to do that.
All right.
Besides knowing that we're a lesbian couple.
A cat-loving lesbian couple.
Like you have to get to know your new lesbian friends. So.
That's true.
Okay.
So we're in the ketchup section.
Not the mustard section.
That's what you would call a dad joke.
That's what I'm here for.
A dad dyke joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I think we're not supposed to say
dyke. Sorry.
Anyways, I don't know. Can you say that now? That's the thing.
You just said
we're such old school.
If anyone is allowed to say it, it would be allowed to say it.
I know, but I think some would say not even us can say it. Anyways, we mean no offense by it, by that word. We grew up, and that was you could say that word, really. Right? It wasn't a bad word.
So much has changed.
All right, anyways. Okay, so I think, you know, like a lot of stuff has happened. I mean, for everyone, really. A lot has happened.
Yeah, thank.
But I think the biggest thing for us is that we moved again. And for people who, for the new listeners, you know, we moved to Portland in 2018. And then we moved from...
Within Portland. In 2019.
And then COVID hit and we didn't go anywhere. But we moved. We moved during this whole COVID time. And we not only moved, but we actually bought a house. So we're one of those people contributing to the whole housing, whatever.
Weirdness.
And we never, the thing about it is we've always wanted to buy a house. We always thought we would buy back home in Hawaii where we're both born and raised. We did look. It was feasible.
Prices were astronomical.
But then the prices changed in a matter of months.
Right. This was in the middle of COVID town, right?
Right.
Yeah, where the prices shot up like in a historical way, like truly historical way. And we're like, nope, to Hawaii.
Yeah, because we just couldn't do it. And then we took a break. We were like, oh, forget it. I guess it's not time to buy a house anyways. But then, and it's hard to believe the time frame of all of this, but just August 2021, we were like, well, let's meet with a realtor. Met with him. He was amazing.
In Portland.
In Portland.
Like to look around for a house in Portland.
And then we put in an offer on the second house we saw, and we closed late September. And it was just shocking. So all of that to say is, all of that is just reminding me that, you know, sometimes when things flow, you got to just follow that, mm-hmm. follow the flow. Yeah. And I never, you know, everyone talks about buying a house and it's like, oh my God, buy, oh. And yes, there is that.
Yes, there was that. Yes, it was a big.
But yeah. we didn't, oh, we're so lucky. Like I'm knocking. I don't know why I'm knocking. But, you know, we were so lucky because overall it was smooth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a smooth process. Yeah. And yeah. I'm thinking like, wow, we were so lucky, and I'm
count
so
our
glad.
Blessings, basically,
yeah, and I'm so yeah. glad we followed that call. Like, maybe we should just talk with a realtor. Like, there was something still urging us. Like, despite seeing all the, you know, things mm-hmm. going on and being shot down about the Hawaii prices, let's just talk to a realtor. And it just flowed from there. And so, there really is something about the flow.
So that's the biggest thing, probably that,
yeah,
happened since our previous episode. And the other thing, the final thing that we'll cover is a business called Love and Above Cat Club, which was inspired through Sienna.
Through Kumin.
Yes.
Kumin's Cat Corner was a little segment on our early podcasts back in like 2006-ish or so. We had a segment, Kumin's Cat Corner. And we talked about cat stuff,
you know,
and
we're
it's
lesbians.
So interesting. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought? Anyways, but Love and Above Cat Club. Yes. So that's kind of where we left off with our other listeners, right? Because mm-hmm. our last podcast was on Pride. Mm-hmm. And then prior to that, we were kind of just sharing a little bit about having launched this new business. Mm-hmm. And then we took a moment to focus on the new business. But what actually happened was we bought a house
and moved.
And packed
yeah.
and moved
yeah.
and did all the things, came up for air, and here we are.
Including moving the business.
Yes.
So if you're wondering what Love and Above Cat Club is, it is self-care for cat lovers. Because some animal lovers, and in this case specifically cat lovers, will understand how the bond you can have with an animal really does have a profundity and a spiritual, deep spiritual component to it, where it feels yes. like it really is a genuine part of your spiritual journey as mm-hmm. as a being, as mm-hmm. a spiritual entity. And, you know, not everybody might understand that, but those of you who do, you get it. If you know,
yep.
you know. As
yes,
they say these
if
days.
You know, you know.
If you know, you know. So Love and Above Cat Club is really wanting to serve and to speak to the people that know.
Yes.
And people who are interested in that kind of a spiritual path and want mm-hmm. to feed and nourish their self-care. And one of our mottos is love yourself like you love your cat.
Mm-hmm. No. And I will just add in here, dog lovers are welcome as well. Although
we're inclusive like that.
Well, have you heard people say that cat lovers, most cat lovers love dogs. But
okay.
a self-proclaimed dog lover, many of them do not like cats. I'm going to start a riot here with like my,
you know what is so
my
funny?
Statements of this and Dyke.
This is so funny because it's starting to sound like that whole thing of like people having problems with a person self-identifying as bisexual, and it's like choose a side or whatever, you know?
I know, it really is so silly, but
it's,
we do. We
so
love
silly.
All animals. We're just more, we just speak. More cat, I would say, although we do want a dog. But anyways, that's what's been going on, right?
Right.
That is what's been going on.
Right.
So
Love and Above
Cat
Club,
gosh,
we're still trying to build that. It's our little labor of love and
yep.
in a small, very, very small micro business at this point. But, you know, it's growing slowly but surely, and we are standing by it.
We've met such great
it.
People and some amazing cats.
Yes.
Are we going to tell them about the centipede?
Okay, let's have a quick centipede interlude. And then we'll move on to the next
we'll
section.
Say it really fast.
Okay.
All right. So the first night. Okay, so Toast and I are both born and raised in Hawaii. We mentioned that just a bit ago. But if you don't know Hawaii, Hawaii is the place of bugs because it's tropical. And so we're used to 2-inch plus flying roaches. We're used to fat lizards being in your house. We're used to all the bugs, just all the bugs, right? But we're even used to centipedes, the black centipedes in Hawaii.
Ones, cane spiders.
And cane spiders and all of that. However, that's a bird, folks. I don't know if you can hear it.
We have birds in our home studio.
But the first night we stayed in this house, we decided it would be best for our cat Bear and the least stressful for him to stay over at the new house the day before the movers were planning to come. So we stayed over the night before just on the ground. We didn't bring any, fold out beds, nothing. We're in the basement. Bear was just meowing and talking the whole darn night. And finally I decided, you know what? I'm going to let him out of the basement room that we were in because they say to keep the cats confined to one small room because it's overwhelming. But I'm just going to open that door. I open the door, on the light.
Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. What?
I was just going to assure.
Say it.
I was just going to say Bear is pretty, he's pretty independent.
Oh, he's so independent.
So that's why
he's not. Yeah. We weren't worried about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I open the door, turn on the light, and what do I see coming directly at me? A giant, what they call house spider.
Centipede.
And I'm sorry, not his house centipede. Moving so fast, his back legs were moving so much faster than his front half that he was like sideways coming at me at a speed I was alarmed at. So I screamed so loud. My scream scared Bear. He ran. It was not a good first night. All that to say, we know bugs. We did not know house centipedes. Now they say there's nothing to worry about with them.
Yeah, they're not even true centipedes.
They're very helpful.
Well, I don't think they're true centipedes.
What is a true centipede? Well, let me just tell the people. Well, okay. This centipede, what was alarming about it is that even though the body was shorter than the black ones we're used to, which mm-hmm. are very long and they look kind of armored.
Yeah.
And they have a ton of short little tiny legs. Mm-hmm. These are not as long, but their legs are so long and it makes it look like this hairy thing just scooting across the floor. But the speed, yeah. They move so fast.
Yeah. Very aggressive looking.
I
was tripping out. Like, it's funny how something can happen in literally like 10
seconds.
10 seconds. And it just stays with you. Okay. So I was still lying on the ground. Sienna flips open the light. Next thing I hear, and then I jump up and she's like, centipede! And I jump up and I'm into the hallway and I see this thing and it does.
It's going
look
at
freaking terrifying. And I had never seen something like this before either. And I forget what I grabbed. I think I grabbed like a boot or a shoe and I killed it.
I know.
Sorry,
folks.
I killed it.
Okay. Well,
I smashed it so that it died.
We're not proud of that.
Well, I'm kind of proud of it.
No, don't be proud of that because the people need to know that we really are normally not insect killers. In fact, the animal coming into our house these days, they're spiders, like pretty
like
big spiders.
Like the size of nickels, maybe? Quarters sometimes.
Dimes and we usher them outside. We catch them and we do put them out. We don't kill them.
We have a designated clear Tupperware bottom.
We do.
That we will place over the spider to trap them. And I have a designated cardboard that I then slide under gently the under
because we want to be careful so for their legs.
So that I can take them out. And we overall we're pretty successful about getting these guys out of the house alive. Anyway.
But we're not killers of insects for the sake of just killing them.
Yeah. The first choice is to get them out of the house alive.
Yes. I mean, but this was just
we didn't have, you know, first of all, this house centipede that started coming at us on that first night was actually, he would not fit under the Tupperware that we have right now.
Well, for sure he would not.
Because he was
not.
Like 5 inches
so
long.
Big.
And we also did not have a Tupperware at that time. And it was in the middle of the night and the shoe was
right
there.
And we couldn't sleep.
So I just killed it. Sorry.
It was, okay. Anyways, whatever. You can tell we're still having, we need to heal from this experience still. Okay. Well, we had a hard time sleeping because, first of all, we were on the ground.
The hard ground.
And the door is slightly raised.
Is raised enough so that
it could come under and go, hey, what's happening? What I don't understand, see, this is going on too long.
Yes, I know.
I just don't understand why he was coming at us.
The interlude is just taking over.
I still don't understand why he was coming at us. Like he sees us standing. It's like, why would you go? Wouldn't you be excuse me, and go in the opposite way? Like,
but you're not a centipede.
Don't know.
You don't know.
All right. Anyways, okay. We can be done. We can be done. Let's be done with that.
Ugh. Okay, so thanks for hanging with us here.
Because maybe they left off the rails. Us. Okay,
if you're still here now, we just want to give a quick Cliff Notes version of who the heck we are.
Yes,
I don't know if you're old enough to know what Cliff Notes are. Who's old enough to know what that is?
I certainly
remember
am.
Those.
Yes,
the yellow and black.
Yep,
pamphlets,
the stripes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Anyways. Okay, so Toast and I met in 2001, and
we knew of each other before then.
Yes, we knew
of each other for through about our music the year prior.
Yes,
yes, because both of us were doing music just on the independent music scene. Mm-hmm. So I was singer songwriter, and I had just recorded my first album.
Mm-hmm.
And Sienna was also
a singer-songwriter. I was recording at the time, and the person that I was working with handed me Toast's CD. Yep, CD.
Back in the day, CDs.
And he said, hey, you should consider working with her. She's from Hilo, and I'm from Honolulu. So I was like, oh. So I grabbed the CD from him, and he said, he flipped it around for me and said, do you think she's gay? And I said, totally.
Totally. From a picture.
Yeah, from a picture.
I didn't even have short hair.
Here's the thing that I think maybe this story hasn't been told, but Toast, in preparation of shooting the photos for this album cover, grew her hair out. You grew your hair out because you wanted the album mm-hmm. to have an appeal and not let any kind of preconceived mm-hmm. dyke tomboy vibes to get in the way of the art. You were like, hey, this is just an
album.
This
is the world we live in.
Don't be afraid.
And I'm going to need to like not raise red flags.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I
let's
just
grow
want
out
people,
the hair.
Yeah. So let's grow out the hair and let's try and look less gay.
Yeah. But you couldn't. But I knew.
But
it's because I'm gay. Right. Yeah.
Your gaydar is highly tuned. Like,
yes.
You know, your friend, your producer friend had to ask you.
Yeah. He's not gay. And he.
So he had to ask you, do you think she's gay? And you were like, yep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's how we first became aware of each other. And the whole reason I had sent my CD to Sienna's producer is because I was basically, well, how would you say this?
It's a press kit, right?
You're just saying,
I was told to. You're just giving it, like sharing the music to people who you know other people in the industry, and you just kind of share your
work.
Actually,
it was more specific than that because I was told to send a press kit to him in the hopes that he would okay me to be the opening act.
Oh, it was very specific.
Yeah,
okay.
For a concert.
Oh, and you did? And you were?
Yes.
Yay, that's right. Okay, and that's where we met.
And that's
actually
how we met in person.
Yes.
Because I did end up being the opening act for a concert that Siano was a part of in Hilo, Hawaii, and that's how we met in person.
Yes.
And then we stayed in touch. She went back to California, where she had moved to at the time. That's where she recorded the album. I was still living in Hawaii, but, you know, we wrote to each other on AOL. Some of you might remember AOL.
Some people still have AOL.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yes,
it still exists. Yes. Does MySpace still exist? I don't know.
Why are we talking about MySpace?
I don't know. It's just back in the day, you know?
Okay.
So anyway.
But I was a fan. I was because, you know, all this time before the actual concert where Toast opened for us, I had her album. And so I listened to it from the start to the end. I loved it, loved it, loved it so much. And I did not know she was actually opening for it because it was a little tour that I was a part of.
Yeah.
And so the Hilo stop, I did not know she was opening. And so until I heard her doing her sound check and I'm like, oh my God, that's that person. And I was like a crazy nut fan, kind of scary. Was I scared? Did I scare you?
No.
Because I ran up to you like,
no, you weren't scary.
Like a creepy fan saying, oh my God, I love your CD. And
I don't know if you ran up to me.
I did run up to you. You
did?
Were outside eating.
Oh, okay.
With your girlfriend. Dun, dun, dun. More on that later.
Anyways. Much later.
Anyways, so basically that's how we met. We both have a love for music, and we've had such an incredible journey as singer-songwriters, performing singer-songwriters. We also love podcasting, and we've been doing it on and off since 2006, I would say.
Or even earlier, I think.
I think earlier, and then we just didn't keep those files because we didn't know how to. In 2003 was actually our first.
It was one of those things that we just did in the same spirit as kind of like indie
music. Let's just try it.
And the early spirit of the internet, where it's just like, hey, this is new. Is a new thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just try it. And the original reason we first started podcasting, if there was a true like, hey, we really have a mission with this, or we really should do it. It really was because at the time, marriage equality and LGBTQ equality was still being fought for.
Yeah.
One of my political activities in Hawaii had been to try and fight for marriage equality in Hawaii, and we lost that fight. And when that issue came up in the state of California, after I had moved up and Sienna and I were together and we're living together, and you know, we registered as domestic partners because that's all you could do.
We did everything we could do
back then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're now married.
Right.
We are officially married.
But you know, at that time when we first started the podcast, we were like, let's be visible. Let's say something. Let's just talk about our lives just as normal human beings, and we're not scary, and this is how we feel. Like, we're lesbians. Yikes. You know, like, now you know lesbians. It's like, look, we're just like everybody else. And so that's one of the reasons we first started podcasting. And
we met so many amazing people who, to this day, we still know and connect with, and we're so grateful for.
Yeah.
It was really a wonderful time, honestly. Like, you know, at one point we started this, it was a little tiny notebook, and we put a date in it and wrote a note and sent it off to a listener. And that listener would write a note and send it off to another listener. And we built a tiny but mighty community back then, before, you know, I think, well, we, well, no, Facebook was there, but it was less, it was before groups, you know, where a lot of the...
Before everything became...
Communities and groups online.
It was digital.
Before all, of, yeah, yeah, and...
Shoot, anyways, where is that notebook?
We do have that book, but it was mailed all over the place.
Do you know where it is? 'Cause I don't.
I know it's in our stuff and I have seen it.
Wow.
But I would love to take some time to dig it up because that would be so great to take photos of some of those notes and share it. So anyways, that's the Cliff Notes version of who we are, where a little bit of our journey and what our mission is, really.
Yeah, I think also important probably to know is that I, Toast, was raised as an evangelical Christian in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So a big part of my personal journey and growth has had to do with, whoa, realizing, I'm gay. This is going to be a thing, you know? Like, how do you deal with that? And it was literally a decades long, and it still is in a way, like a journey of reconciling that. And wow, what an eye-opener, man, to just learn more about, you know, the Bible and the history surrounding it. And
we have some episodes. We have some of those episodes.
Yeah.
That we dedicated like for. But we'll talk more about it for sure.
Yeah. Super old episodes about homosexuality and the Bible and how, you know, my personal journey just of how I struggled with things and all the things I realized. So that's a big one. And just so you know, like right now, I would not self-identify myself as a Christian or any other particular religion, but some people might call me an atheist, I guess. So maybe the closest religion I identify with would be considered Zen Buddhism, maybe. Anyway, long journey. That's for another episode, I guess. But
yeah,
that's my basic background when it comes to spiritual matters.
Where for me, I was raised Catholic and I went to an all-girls school.
That's how you know faith.
That's how I know faith. I've known faith since we were in seventh grade. And, you know, for me, I had aunts and uncles who are gay. You know, my godparents are gay. And in my graduating high school class, there were many of us who were gay. So it was a little, it was a different experience.
Yeah, that's a strange feature of an all-girls Catholic school.
What is it? Anyways. All right. So there is so much to share and learn about each other. And we're so excited to be here and so grateful for you, you know, and through, you know, just even going through sharing with you just a little bit of our history. You know, it's so clear, like life just wants to, we just need to pay attention. Isn't that? Really? Like, pay attention and follow the flow, right? Follow the flow. Because I just feel like when I think about our history, I'm looking at Toast telling, like, you know, thinking about our history together. We've had so many adventures and twists and turns.
And yet, compared to a lot of people,
we've done nothing compared
to like our lives are so boring. Crazy.
I know. I know.
Like we haven't traveled to every country in the world, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But
that's why it's all in how you look at it.
Yes.
And not to mention
absolutely
the things the world has been through in the past.
It's a different time.
I'm not even going to say 2 years or 3 years. I'm going to say in the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, life obviously is about adventure. And that's...
It is.
That's how I engage with it. And that really helps me to engage with it in a spirit of like, okay, it's okay.
It is okay.
We're good.
So don't forget, life does want to take you on a good adventure. Life does.
Obviously.
Yeah,
because here we all are. Okay, so as we wrap this up, just want to invite you to come find us on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, but we're more active on Instagram.
Yeah,
so come find us there. If you're on Instagram, hopefully you are. It is simply Sienna and Toast. Sienna is spelled with one N So Sienna and Toast on Instagram. We're also at Love and Above Cat Club on Instagram.
And you can also find us at siennaandtoast.com.
And until next time, we are always encouraging you to live your love story.